Welcome to Vital Voices, where we amplify stories that inspire, inform, and transform lives. I'm Alexis Burrows, your host, and today we're diving into an extraordinary health journey that will leave you motivated to take on your own goals. My guest is none other than my dear friend Angela Munnings, also known as Jello, who achieved the unthinkable, shedding over 200 pounds in under 2 years. We're also joined by his personal trainer, fitness coach, and the owner of the gym he attends, Janka Coakley Pratt from Janergy Nation, to talk about his progress, where he started, and the journey to fitness. From overcoming daunting health challenges to embracing fitness as a lifestyle, Angelo's story is one of grit, determination, and transformation. Together, we'll explore his journey, the pivotal moments that changed his life, and the lessons he's learned along the way. So grab your headphones and let's get started. Let's just get some quick backstory. So Jello, which is what we fondly refer to you as, Jello, can you share a little bit about yourself and what led to your decision to even start on changing what was going on with your health, with your body?
All right. My name is Angelo, a.k.a. Jello, a.k.a. Fat Cat. Mm-hmm. Through the hood, big worm. So all that stuff. So it really started off with a health check at Bethel Church. A lady by Alicia May, she was spearheading the whole annual health check. Mm-hmm. And apparently she was watching me and she noticed that I wasn't staying around, wasn't trying to get involved. I was taking active, right? Everyone else get checked, everyone keep this stuff to themselves. And all I know is when I walked into the room, it was only me and her. And she said, "I've been waiting on you." And boom, she got me, she checked me, she checked my weight. Is around 300 and something. She checked my pressure, and that's when she wanted to cry. When she checked my pressure, it was like 227 over 120 something. And she said, "That's stroke numbers." Mm-hmm. Me, I have a fear of hospitals. Hospitals freak me out. Mm-hmm. So I told her, if she tried to put me to the hospital, call me off, take me to heaven, she says I'm there. So then she checked my sugar, and my sugar was close to 300. Mm-hmm. And she said, "That's pre-diabetic, diabetic." Mm-hmm. I said, "Oh no." Well, so that was a Friday night. And so Saturday, she told me I needed to go to a clinic, get checked out.
Right.
And that's when I went to the walk-in clinic. Mm-hmm. Walk-in clinic at Dr. Johnson, that's who was helping me. And she checked me, she said, "Oh wow, that's stroke numbers, you need to go to the hospital." I told the same thing. Put me to hospital, send me to Jesus. That's it. Over.
Call it done.
Call it done, right. So she put me on something called cold diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And one other set of pills to help my pulse. Because my heart rate was steady over 100.
Right.
It would drop to about 90, but then go back up to 100, 120, around that area. Right. Mm-hmm. So it was going good, my posture was going down, it was stabilizing, doing good. 3 weeks into taking it, I developed a complication where I got chest pain and developed a cough. Mm-hmm. And apparently when I look it up, well, you know, WebMD and all this stuff, it's a side effect.
Right.
And I say, nope, I can't deal with that. I can't deal with that. So I said, if the drugs could kill me and I could kill me, I might as well go cold turkey and do it. One of my inspirations was my sister. Mm-hmm. Quinn was on the diabetic list. And her A1C was high for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And she got it to the point through diet and exercise to where she's now off the list. Mm-hmm. And so I said, if she do it naturally without the pills, because one of the diabetic pills side effect is uncontrolled bowel movement, some other stuff. She couldn't help that, so she gone natural.
Right.
And if she make it off the list, I say, you know what? I can do the same thing too. Mm-hmm. And that's where the whole journey started from there. I started walking every day as much as I can, because I still was fat, so I was breathing, sweating heavy every step.
Right. So when, I think you said her name is Alicia May, right?
Alicia May.
When she told you the numbers, what was your initial reaction? Because obviously, like, she told you these are stroke numbers, these are diabetes numbers. What was, outside if you don't want to go to the hospital, what was your initial reaction to seeing the numbers being that high?
I about to die tonight. I don't think I can make it. Mm-hmm. That's hands down. My heart dropped. So my heart dropped, and I didn't even tell my mom at the time my numbers, because I don't want to scare her either. But I said, let me keep it to myself, because if I do fade away, just fade. But I'm glad.
Because Andrea would take you right to the hospital herself?
No. No, she didn't like hospitals either.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, obviously, they put you on the medications, and you had the challenges with that. But I know from conversations with you and just knowing you, I know your heaviest weight was somewhere around 400 pounds, somewhere in that range. So how did you, because obviously you say when this happened, your weight was 300. So how, why is that like John hearing this story for the first time? So how did you get from the 440 even down to the 300? And what spurred that on? Because like you said, at your heaviest, you know you were around 440, somewhere in that range. But by the time you had this incident at Bethel Church, you were already down to 300. So, you know, what kind of started you on even the initial journey of trying to drop the weight? And then what did you do in those early stages before you got into this whole thing with the doctor?
So, initially, between my cousin Carol and Quinn, them two denied me to do something. Mm-hmm. I need to change, do something. But my heart had said, nope, I ready. Mm-hmm. You know, they tell me what to do. But, so, I used to watch all these Instagram stuff or these little Facebook stuff, and I'll try to figure out, you know, what to do. But what stuck was water. So what I would do was, I'd take a bamboo shack meal. I'd eat half the chicken, half of the fries, and drink like a half bottle to a half liter to almost a 2 liter bottle of water. Mm-hmm. I would feel full. It would hold me for a couple hours, and then when I'm hungry again, finish the next half of the meal. Mm-hmm. So instead of having 4 or 3 meals a day, I'm down to 2. Okay. But the meals spread out. Mm-hmm. So that was a cool thing. I was losing weight slowly to calorie loss.
Yeah, because basically you were operating at a calorie deficit.
Right.
Okay. So you went through that. Obviously, you said after coming through that initial phase of taking the medications and seeing the side effects that you were having, you know, you decided based on watching what Quinn went through that you wanted to take the natural approach. You know, what did that look like? Like, what was the early phases of that? Because obviously, you know, like you said, you were still doing like bamboo shack and stuff like that. So, because and you said you decided to do cold turkey, which is for some people, they sit back, they hear that, and like that's insanity. But
so cold turkey. So when I got diagnosed, I still was trying to, you know, what they normally do, manage. So we know you blood pressure pill, you still eat your rice and still eat your stuff. But when I got the complication, I say screw that. So I look up, you know, WebMD, Google, all the little research, you know, you go hard deep. And anything and everything dealing with sugar pressure. So the little I look up, they say rice breaks down into sugar. Sugar throws off your pressure and all that other stuff.
Right.
Stress, lack of sleep, all that stuff. So I go on cold turkey, ain't no sugar. So no soda, no juice, just water. No bread, no rice, no grits, ain't even flour. Nothing. So basically, for almost a month, all I had was just meat and grain and water. Then, you know, general vitamins. And the exercise, I stick with it with the exercise, doing something every day. Start off with just, you know, walking around the neighborhood. Then I started walking from my house to try to the bridge or try do call and sit because I live around Palmdale. But it just everything cold turkey. And it was rough. It's still rough.
So you made those adjustments in terms of the food. And obviously, like you said, you started doing what you could with the working out. How did you then get engaged with Jan, Janergy. And what was that process and that journey like in the early stages?
My cousin Carol is a health and fitness junkie. And he always willing to work out with me if I willing to work out. And so when he saw me willing to work out, he started working out with me. Sometimes he come in and walks if he's available. Sunday we go down, we go in his room, we do a little workout in his room on a Sunday. And one day he was telling me about his friend Chan and how they do stuff to the steps. And so I said, nope, I'm not ready for steps. That was back in May. June. He keep telling me I should just come out. Don't do nothing, just come out. And so one of my weak moments, I say, all right, I'll go. I had a weak moment. And I ran out there, and I saw Jan, the ladies, and who else was out there doing the work. And he said, I'll do the work, but say, don't be pressured, do nothing. But I say, well, let me do something. So when I first went out there, I started to go to the steps and back. While they're doing the exercise of going up the steps, I only was able to do walk to the steps and to the barricade and back.
This is the 66 steps, right?
Okay. So I did that for months, couple months. Reason being, I didn't feel no type of way because I couldn't, I don't, in my head mentally, I couldn't do what they're doing. So after talking with Jan, she told me, she said, I need to join a gym. I say, I'm not ready for that yet. And then so she, you know, tell me, just try to go up the steps. So I try one flight, come back down, walk to the barricade, back. Did it again. I did that for a couple of weeks, then went up two flights, and then back to the barricade. Did that for a couple more weeks, then made it to the third flight, straight up to the top. Come down, walk to the barricade. And I did that for like the whole hour or something the day out there. And then I did my first exercise and steps only. And then from there, I continue the progress where I actually do all 15 of the routine, all 15 going up and down. But that wasn't almost six, 8 months of me just sticking with it every Tuesday.
Okay, that's quite a journey. What do you think it was? I have an idea, being your friend. Of what I think it might be, but I give you an opportunity. What do you think it was that allowed you to make? So obviously the health issue was probably a part of what made you make the change in direction. But what do you think helps you to stick with it? Because a lot of people go through similar things. They come up upon a diagnosis, they come up upon a health scare, and they say, okay, you know, I'm going to start to do this thing, and then they kind of fall off. What do you think is, or if there's multiple things that helps you to stick with it?
One, the drive. So you have to be able to do it for yourself. If you can't do it for yourself, no one can do it for you.
Right.
Two, you have to figure out the group you're part of. If you align yourself with people who weak-minded or who don't have a drive to do what you do or do better than you, you can fall wayside. So you beat them, see them sad, you say, you know what, we walking today. No way walking today. Oh yeah, I could catch you later. Because you know that's your friend, you walk with your friend.
Right.
So for me, the people who I hang out with, I call them crackheads. The reason why I call them crackheads is they do whatever needs to be done to get the work done. Same as a crackhead. You can't tell a crackhead he can't have his crack. So all of that is the reason why I hang out with these people. Right, and these people make me better.
You gotta stop talking about Kyra like that, man.
He knows what he is. And everyone who is friend with Kyra knows.
You know what it is.
Right. And because of that, once I start seeing the change, I focus on the little things. That's like the third thing. Once you start going through the drive, you got your little circle, you focus on the little things. Things you couldn't do before, you take note of it and hold on to it. So for example, I could not do a push-up. None whatsoever. And on chest day yesterday, I just found out I could do 15. Right? Same thing. I couldn't walk like half a mile without sweating, huffing, puffing like I did. But to John RG and the nation, I was able to do 11 miles.
So I'm going to ask John just to pop in quickly on that point. Because I think sometimes people people may hear, oh, you went from not being able to do any push-ups to being able to do 15. And they may look at that 15 number as like a small number. But from someone who's in that space as a trainer, how big of a deal is that, that he was able to go from not being able to do any push-ups to being able to do 15?
To be honest, that's actually a good thing. Just even doing 2 is a lot.
Right.
A lot of persons are intimidated with their weight. Oh, I can't do this. I'm too big. But his drive was enough to know that I need to push myself.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my mouth was, you know, a little extra. But to be honest with you, to do 15 push-up, non-assisted, no incline, no decline, not on your knees, to actually do 15 push-up.
Real push-ups.
Real push-up.
What?
It takes a lot. I promise you, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of mind, focus, and knowing that, hey, I got this. I went from 1 to 2 to 4 to 5 to now 15. I watched him many nights. We would be doing something, and he would just be practicing push-up. Many times I look at him and I say, yeah, it's when the mindset switch.
Mm-hmm.
When you see person just doing it just because I can't do it, I'm not going to be defeated.
Right.
And I love that defeated mindset.
Yeah.
But 15 is that's a big deal.
Yeah. I think for me, what I will say about you from knowing you for a long time is you're stubborn. Right?
Oh.
And what I realized with stubborn people, it's funny because I had a conversation with my wife about this today. But what I find interesting about people who are stubborn is when they flip that stubbornness to something that is good and positive, it's very beneficial.
Yeah.
Because stubbornness, when you work in towards like a real healthy, positive goal, it's very easy how stubbornness just starts to look like discipline. Right? So what I've known for you from a long time, I noticed from popping into the shop and hearing you talk with people, conversations we've had, if you decide that you have a certain viewpoint on a certain thing, you hold that firm, right? And so I think just outside looking in, I think that's a part of it for me. As your friend, I'm like, yeah, I think Jello just stubborn.
Yeah.
And so when he decided, like, this is what I'm doing, right? And then obviously, like you said, I think sometimes too, people often, and I think you probably could back me up on this, I think a lot of times what people do too is they jump ship before they start to see the little incremental results. Or they get to a certain point where they plateau and then it's kind of like, oh, I'm not seeing any more weight drop off. I'm not seeing my size change anymore.
That's the hardest part. That's why you hold on firm to, like I say, hold on firm to the little things.
Mm-hmm.
So another part is, stop weighing yourself. Oh, when you weigh yourself, it has crushed your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why too. So for example, at one point, I was in November, 230.
Mm-hmm.
In November, like 2023, I was November, 230. And that's when I say, let me join the gym. Because I hit that weight. December, I gone from 230 to 235. I still was doing the same thing, but I working out.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed my clothes fit better. I can see a little bit of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is, my weight ain't moving.
Right.
And back in January, my weight's still around 235, 240.
Mm-hmm.
But again, my waist shrink, my clothes shrink, but my weight still stayed the same. I had to keep reminding myself, fat, muscle is heavier than fat, but muscle takes less space than fat. And that's why when people say, oh, I still weigh, they didn't see the scale going now. I tell them, focus on the waist, how big your waist. Focus on what you can do. For example, when I was huge, I could not sleep on my back.
Right.
So when I was sleeping on my back, I actually stopped breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me being awake, not asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I actually can sleep on my back.
Mm-hmm.
My lungs work.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to bend down and tie my shoe, stuff like that. The small little things you focus on. My shoe size dropping from 11.5 to 10.5. That means my foot wasn't big. It was just fat.
Right. Listen, so full disclosure, Angelo and I had a little bit of back and forth on WhatsApp this morning in preparing for this conversation, right? And I think the thing that struck me the most was the change in the foot size. Because I'm like, yo, how does your foot change size from losing weight? It's like, I get it, but it still was one of those things where, like, you lost a whole shoe size. And that's not something that people normally think about, right?
No.
Like, when you think about weight loss and going through this type of journey, it's usually, you know, your shirt size, your waist size, things like that. Like you said, you went from a 5XL to, I think you said you're wearing an XL now.
XL, right?
Those sorts of changes. Like, and that's the thing. For me, it's been full transparency. It's been an amazing thing to watch, because it's like Jello stood in my wedding. I have a photo of Angelo from my wedding, and we'll probably use it as a part of the artwork for this episode. I have a photo of Angelo from my wedding, and I will jokingly tell Angelo now, and it's true because you legitimately are half the man you were. And so I think it was a couple of weeks ago I sent you that photo, and I had screenshot one of the photos you had in your status, and I'm like, I this is two different humans. Like, you could have had a whole twin with the weight that you dropped.
Right. So another thing is, you realize when you drop the weight, you get your neck. For many years, I never had a neck.
No neck.
It was just head and shoulders, like the shampoo. Head and shoulders. But I get my neck back. I could get choked now. You know what I'm saying?
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI, top of the hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram movement continues. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Pay your premiums anytime, anywhere, 24/7 with Galena's online payment portal. View payment history, set up recurring payments, download receipts for your life, health, auto, home, and marine policies. Got outstanding balances? Check them online and pay instantly. Guests can even pay for their loved ones' policies. Save time today by registering for fast, easy payments every time you log in. Visit Kalina.com to pay today. Kalina, always here, always open, 24/7.
Life is full of highs and lows. Your first set of keys to a new home, that frantic moment when you're locked out on a busy day, or the sinking feeling of a car key broken in the ignition. But in every one of those moments, Crown Locksmith Services is here for you. With commitment, dedication, and trust you can count on, we'll get you back on track. Built on turning a passion for helping people into a business you can rely on, Crown Locksmith Services is your trusted partner for life's unpredictable moments. Call Crown Locksmith Services today at 421-7800, where your security is our priority. Crown Locksmith, reliable, trustworthy, here for you. Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your health needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 816-4-OPP, that's 816-4677, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus. Are you down with OPP? Valor Security. Our brand is honor. With quality services and professional treatment, we provide security you can trust. Whether it's protecting your home, securing your business, or safeguarding schools and construction sites, we're here day and night to keep you safe. From private event security to personalized escorts and expert consultations, our team is committed to excellence. Choose Valor Security, where honor, professionalism, and peace of mind go hand in hand. Call us today at 359-2005 or 605-7424 for security solutions tailored to your needs. Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete. Are you ready to transform your body and mindset? At Janergy Nation, we believe in you. Our group-based training is tough, but our support is tougher. No shortcuts, no excuses, just hard work and real results. Join a community that pushes you to be better, stronger, and unstoppable. It's time to rise, it's time to grind. Welcome to Janergy Nation, where your potential becomes reality. Call us at 802-1800 to start your journey today. Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation. You know, it's that's the thing. I think what is also amazing to me to kind of have watched as you've gone through this process is you're still the same person. But I say that to say what I've appreciated in kind of watching your journey is you are still very much the same person. A lot of times people, they go through these sorts of changes and for lack of a better word, they kind of turn into health nuts, right? In a way that's very overbearing, in a way that's very like, you know, in your face. The thing about it is you've always been a person who has just held to your beliefs. So it's not really a difference, right? But you also just know who your crowd is, right? So I think it's just, it's an amazing thing to watch kind of from the outside, because every time I saw you, it was just like, I'm just seeing a different human every time. I see you at church, you know, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just, like I said, as your friend, because I know, like, when you talk about not being able to sleep on your back, things like sleep apnea, we've had conversations on the podcast about the dangers of things like that. You know, that sleep is a whole conversation that we need to have as well because of all of the issues that pertain to your health and the connection with sleep. But things like that, that's a major change, because just in terms of life expectancy, right, that alone is like a massive difference for you to go from not being able to sleep on your back because you would have episodes of, you know, not being able to breathe and stuff like that. So now those are big deal changes. And achieved through a very, you know, dedicated, but a very simple set of changes in your life. I love you mentioned when you said it earlier, you know, this idea of managing as opposed to what you've now been on a journey of, which is fundamentally changing your life. You're not just trying to manage the disease that you've been diagnosed with. You try to actually fundamentally say, no, I don't have to live with this. I can actually make adjustments to my life to kind of be different, be better, be healthier.
Oh, another big change too. You feel the cold. So as a fat man,
as a member of the society of Big Mac,
right? Every day is a hot day, no matter what. Summer, winter, whatever. You sweat for no reason. You sweat, but now the temperature, like, see, right? Because in here it's cold. Actually, cold. Get shiver and so forth. They go up in a blanket. I wear jackets. I wear my sister jacket. I don't know how she could take it if she had, but I wear. She have an extra large jacket. And I took a jacket. Right. Now, another fact or another cool thing that almost brought me to tears was my cousin girlfriend, Zed, she gave me his old pants, which is a size 38, meaning that at the time, I could wear Caro old clothes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That only brought me to tears.
What? You do the work?
No, but that's the thing, and it is that it is evidence of doing the work. You know, I think you kind of mentioned this along the way in terms of some of the milestones, like watching your clothing size change, things like being able to sleep on your back.
Are there any other key milestones along this journey that help to keep you motivated? Because you said, like you mentioned, you go through this point where as you start to transition from losing weight to gaining muscle, the weight kind of does these weird things where you're not necessarily, the scale isn't trending downward the same way it was.
Right.
So were there any other things that were helping to keep you motivated along the way?
One, veins in my hand. I have not seen veins, and the doctor has not been able to find veins in my hand lately, but when they push them up, you can see the veins, you know, along here.
That's it.
Veins inside my hand. I couldn't see that before. So I say, doing something correct.
Right, because you're seeing all of these different little changes.
Right. Yeah. Two, my chin. I actually only have one chin. Ha! One chin. Stuff like that. And like I say, two, you like, for example, when I would go out and do stuff with people, notice that you don't sweat for no reason. So I would actually be inside of work at the shop working and not sweating. They have the AC on and I feel a cold temperature like what they've been telling me for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years they tell me, in here cold.
You don't know what that is.
And I know what it is. I would tell them, y'all ain't doing nothing, that's why y'all cold.
Mm-hmm.
But now, me doing stuff, I cold. Mm-hmm. I have an actual jacket to work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, it's so funny because like I said, I think for me, this is why this is such an important conversation, because I think people sometimes, and I put myself as people, we can make things much bigger than they are, right? In terms of the challenge of whether it's weight loss, getting healthier, diet changes, exercise, whatever the case may be, we can turn it into these mountains in our head, right? Like I said, it was crazy to me was when we were talking this morning, I was like, it's not even been fully 2 years yet.
Nope.
And in my mind, I was like, Jello, haven't you been doing this for like 4 or 5 years? And I told you that. Because in my mind, it's just that's, I guess because of how drastic everything was, in my mind, it just felt like it took longer. So to hear, you know, basically 240 odd pounds in what has been roughly, I think, 19, 20 months is a massive, massive achievement. Do you think that you've arrived at a point where you're satisfied with who you are? Is there like another weight target, another like muscle?
Sorry,
John's face is killing me.
Yeah, nope.
We should have done this on video.
Nope. Our philosophy is, if you could wake up out of your bed and see nothing wrong with yourself, you lying. That's practically it.
You lying about your head.
There's always something you could change.
Something you can change.
People ask me, my fitness goal is, I tell them to be a functional human. Functional human being is, if I fall on the floor, I can get back up.
Right.
If a dog chases me, I can outrun the dog.
Yeah.
If, you know what I'm saying, if I need to lift something heavy, I can lift something heavy without throw my back out.
Right.
Yeah. I can bend down and tie my shoe while losing breath.
Mm-hmm.
If I drop off the boat, I could pull myself back onto the boat.
Right.
Most people, like, this was last month, I did my first pull-up.
Mm-hmm.
That's an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
That means I was able to pull myself off the ground, my body weight. That's an achievement. And I need to do more of that. Same thing. That's a whole functional human.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. And I ain't reached it yet.
No, that's fair. But I mean, I think it does kind of frame it for a lot of people. I think that idea of being functional is a very decent goal to have, because a lot of people ain't functional.
No, right? just because you slim don't mean you're functional.
No.
Facts.
Because there's slim people out there who can't do what I do, mm-hmm. even though I'm big.
Right.
But they assume they're healthy just because they slim.
You can't call yourself big anymore. You are no longer a member of the Big Back Society. We kick you out.
Right now I'm purgatory. I'm telling you, purgatory.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle. Because I still have an X in front of the L.
Yeah, he's stuck in the
middle. There you go. But see, that's the thing too, right? And it goes to your point. There's always another goal to meet. You know, and maybe large as small as you could ever safely get. But at the same time, if you know that's your goal, then that's still another goal that you've not yet reached. And I think that's again, this is all, I think, again, a massive achievement. I do want to get into a little bit about where Jan fits into the overall conversation. Because obviously there were some thoughts, some changes, some things that you had already set your mind on in the early part of having had that interaction at Bethel and that whole thing. So from your perspective, because we're going to get into a longer, larger conversation with Jan in the follow-up to this episode. So we're going to do, this is two parts. And so we'll talk to Jan in a bit more detail after this. But from your perspective, what is it? Well, just tell us generally about Jan's approach in terms of Janergy, her approach to training, community health.
Basically, shut up and get it done. That's in a nutshell. Take yourself out of it, love yourself, and want more for yourself. If you could give the man 8 hours, you could give yourself an hour. If you could give someone else, or you could try your hard and please other people, make time for yourself. If you can't make time for yourself, it means you don't respect yourself, and no one else will respect you because you don't respect yourself. So basically, do the whole philosophy. She drives it and everyone who she works out with. And from there, it makes you better. And it don't help that she have a hard mouth. Her mouth is hard. Like, she has a mouth of a 6 foot, 300 pound muscle dude. She's rough.
I love that she's in the room for this conversation.
Right. I see her to her face, I'm behind her back all the time. I stand by it. And so what happens is, for me, when I realize that her... So this is where the bit of the pride stuff come in, and this is where the kind of hurt your feelings. When you realize you as a man can't do what she do, she's different heavier than you, doing more than you, you realize that you need to change. Based on the dynamics of a man's pride, you're supposed to be stronger than a woman. When I trying to struggle lift 20 pounds and she lifting 60, doing the same exercise, it make me feel bad internally. So I say, I got to do either just as good or better. Everything come with time.
Right.
When I can't do a setup and she helped to hold a rubber band to help me with it, that made me feel bad. When I'm working out with other ladies inside the gym, it keeps me focused that these ladies here are doing better than me. I need to get to their level or go beyond their level. And so that's where the whole drive came in. That's why when people say they don't work out with me, I say, fine, I'll try any workout once you learn to work out with me. Because either I got to match you or do better than you.
Right.
I can't be under you. So that's why I will work out with people who are better than me.
Right, because it challenges you to keep striving, to keep pushing.
Right. Same thing. My crackhead cousin, Kyle.
Kyle's the first name that came into my mind.
Right. So I will work out with him. The one that at this point, it took me a while to get to his level. But that's a drive. My cousin, Sherlyn. When he's inside the gym, lifting them heavyweights, he's doing chest fly with 50 pounds and so forth. I'm sure I can do a chest fly with 35 pounds, but that's somewhere to go. That's somewhere I try to be. Tech doing four plates, doing bench press with four plates. I'm struggling right now to do one plate. So it's like, if you find people inside your circle, either will push you to do better or make you better. Like right now, is four people I really work out with in the gym: Manda, Karen, Curry, and Nika. Nika was the one who helped me with the 66 steps to push me to complete. She's one who was with when I first completed the whole 66 steps, top to bottom of 15 exercises. She pushed me because one, she's short, but she can do more than me. Karen, she can't count. But she could do more than me. Same thing. She can't come, but she can do more than me. She is a beast. And Amanda, she is the ultimate crackhead that I know. Whereas, she got me to do exercises. It's like, basically, me and her, if she can't do something, after every workout, we'll do it until we become efficient. So, for example, Bulgarian split squats. Me and her hated it. But yet, for some reason, my crackhead self followed behind her, and we did 10 after every set for a month. Mm-hmm. Now, I decided to do the daily mile. So after each routine, I do a mile. Mm-hmm. And she followed behind me. And now she's doing the mile. Same thing. So basically, whoever you hang out with in the fitness journey, make sure either they're better than you or just as good as you or have the same drive as you.
Right.
And the nation, challenge nation, you find it there or in Just Run.
That's, you know, it's it makes me think of the concept of ironing, sharpening iron, right? Iron sharpening iron.
Yes.
Because there's friction that naturally comes about in that, and that friction is what drives you to be better, because it's like there's this constant, like, I have to keep up with them, and then the same thing, then they have to keep up with you, and it kind of breeds the cycle of continued improvement and continued striving for those goals.
Hold on, like in one moment where I realized I probably officially become a crackhead was, we normally start a Saturday routine at 6 o'clock. And she, John, decided to not kill us, but hurt us. Like, yo, this is routine that's too long. So Karen decided, you know what? We need to come earlier. And I said, what? We're not just going to cut the routine? She said, no, we come earlier. So my crew, the same way they call, we decided to go. We come at 5:30. It was just us. The rest of them didn't come. It was just us. And we finished routine, and we start going 5:30. Same thing. She decided to increase the miles on the Sunday run. So Amanda said, oh, we need to come up earlier so we can finish in a better time. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? We could just not do the miles? Nope. We decided to, instead of waking up at 5 o'clock, we out the house at 4:30 on the road to complete this.
To make sure that you get it in.
Right.
It's a change mindset.
Mm-hmm. Iron sharpens iron.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI, top of the hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram movement continues. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Pay your premiums anytime, anywhere, 24/7 with Galena's online payment portal. View payment history, set up recurring payments, download receipts for your life, health, auto, home, and marine policies. Got outstanding balances? Check them online and pay instantly. Guests can even pay for their loved ones' policies. Save time today by registering for fast, easy payments every time you log in. Visit Kalina.com to pay today. Kalina, always here, always open 24/7.
Life is full of highs and lows. Your first set of keys to a new home, that frantic moment when you're locked out on a busy day, or the sinking feeling of a car key broken in the ignition. But in every one of those moments, Crown Locksmith Services is here for you. With commitment, dedication, and trust you can count on, we'll get you back on track. Built on turning a passion for helping people into a business you can rely on, Crown Locksmith Services is your trusted partner for life's unpredictable moments. Call Crown Locksmith Services today at 421-7800, where your security is our priority. Crown Locksmith, reliable, trustworthy, here for you. Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your health needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 816-4-OPP, that's 816-4677, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus. Are you down with OPP? Valor Security. Our brand is honor. With quality services and professional treatment, we provide security you can trust. Whether it's protecting your home, securing your business, or safeguarding schools and construction sites, we're here day and night to keep you safe. From private event security to personalized escorts and expert consultations, our team is committed to excellence. Choose Vala Security, where honor, professionalism, and peace of mind go hand in hand. Call us today at 359-2005 or 605-7424 for security solutions tailored to your needs. Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete. Are you ready to transform your body and mindset? At Janergy Nation, we believe in you. Our group-based training is tough, but our support is tougher. No shortcuts, no excuses, just hard work and real results. Join a community that pushes you to be better, stronger, and unstoppable. It's time to rise, it's time to grind. Welcome to Janergy Nation, where your potential becomes reality. Call us at 802-1800 to start your journey today. Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation. So for you, looking back, you know, what do you think has been the hardest part of your journey to this point?
Staying away from candy and a diet. Like, for example, for exercise, and once you have a trainer and your crew, as long as you take your mind out of it, you do your due. Mm-hmm. So even though she give me a bunch of garbage to work out, right? I call it garbage because I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. But I take my head out of it and just do it. Mm-hmm. I complain, still do it. Sweat, get hurt, still do it. Because I take my mind out of it.
Right.
The issue is my diet, I'm still working on my diet. So every now and again, I will still eat a bad meal. Mm-hmm. I won't continue to eat the bad meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people out there who want to give you bad meals.
Mm-hmm.
But then, at the same time, my mindset now is, I can cheat myself because me paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let someone else cheat me because they ain't paying for it.
Right.
So what I started to do, is charge them. So at work, they wanted me to drink some eggnog,
mm-hmm.
some rum and eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them no. So they say, come on, it's just one eggnog. So I told them, 20 burpees. And so they say, who all got to do it? Say, whoever want me to drink. And so, I had the whole shop doing burpees on the floor, just so I got one drink. My boy Leo, he decided that the church had some donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how about donuts? Donut, they're doing the good ways. It's the church doing it. They're not doing the good mm-hmm. ways. And I asked him, what are you willing to do for me to have this donut? Say, what you mean? I say, all right, it costs you 50 squats for me to have this donut. Say, that's it? So yeah, man. So we do it. So we get into 50, and this dude like buckle. Mm-hmm. And he's walking on them steps after the 50 squats. This dude almost dropped on the steps, his leg buckle.
That's it.
Same thing. I'd work again. They wanted me to have some nugs with food. Why? I said, I can't eat that. Because like I say, I can pay for my stuff. I can pay for my cheat because I'm cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So we end up doing 100 Jumbo Jacks. Whole shot. Just for me to have a cheat meal. And so that's my philosophy now. Me and them. Because okay. I still have to, I'm going to cheat. So right. I still have to work out with them.
Right, I got you.
So I'm going to do by myself.
Right. But everybody does it.
Everybody does it. And so that way they stop. They actually stop asking me that stuff now for the same reason.
That's a challenge.
That's an interesting form of psychopathy.
Yes. But if you look at it, most of them are not willing to do the work. So they'll leave you alone.
Right.
So it actually works out because you may do it that first or second time, but unless there's someone who is also interested in that type of a journey, they're going to stop asking.
Right.
So now I know I'm not going to invite you over and ask you to have pizza because I'm not on that run.
Right. Like I said, my kind of pizza that day, like I say, if you look at it too, it helps because one, when you eat the cheat meal, you have to remember, you have to put in work to eat a cheat meal, so it can still cost you. It costs you a little bit of pain, and you need the achievement. And you have to ask yourself, are you going to do this again?
Yeah.
Right. It was 100 jumping jacks with a piece of chocolate.
No time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't even talking small numbers. You 50 squats for a donut, 100 jumping jacks with chocolate.
Yeah.
What was it? 20 burpees?
20 burpees for a half cup of eggnog.
It's not worth it. I promise it ain't worth it. Especially the eggnog.
There's no way. There's no way.
It's not even worth it.
As we wrap up, you know, well, there's two things. Before we get to that last question, what is the... Because we're friends, I have your number. I see you post stuff on WhatsApp almost every day.
Every day.
No, you're right. It is actually every day.
Every day.
You know, hashtag Janergy Nation, all of these different things.
Ooh.
What role, what is the purpose of that? Why do you do that?
One is who I work out with. So I always give props to people who I work out with and who help me. Mm-hmm. You help me, I work with you, I give props to you. Mm-hmm. Two, same thing, Instagram stuff, and it makes sense. When you start posting your stuff, people start watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And when even though they start watching you, then it makes you accountable. Reason being, you're being watched.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see you fall off, they say, what happened, man?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it keeps you accountable, that and for that note. That's why I start posting all the stuff every day. And two, they get to see your journey. And the reason why I only post on WhatsApp is so I don't get big-headed. So with WhatsApp, their status does is you see for 24 hours
mm-hmm.
and disappear. So practically erase what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So now it means you to focus on something else to be proud of.
Right.
And it keeps you going.
So you don't ever get stuck in the space of look how much I've achieved.
Right.
Interesting.
New day, new challenge. Mm-hmm. Every day is a new challenge. No day is the same.
Okay. So what advice would you give to someone who feels like they're too far gone to start their own health journey? And this is from the standpoint of you just as a regular guy who came upon a health challenge, decided to, you know, make some adjustments, got into a serious gym group, personal training situation. What would you say?
Everyone can do it. As long as you're alive, you're just lazy. You're either depressed or lazy. That's roughly about it. The issue is take yourself out of it while keeping yourself in it. So you have to focus on why you need to do it and do it. Start off small. Everything is a journey. Nothing happened instantly. Even if you look at them 600-pound life, they cut their stomach. They still take them time to lose weight. And if they lose weight, they're still out of shape because they're not actually doing fitness. They just become soft. So everything is a journey. Just take your time, stick with it, and be consistent. Listen to me, consistency and discipline is one of the hardest things, but it must be done in order for it to get the change. Just like how you could go to work every day because it's a must you go to work in order to you to live a comfortable life, change mentality, make it a must. Make it a must, you must do something. Either sweat, get your heart rate up. As long as you make it a must, it becomes a part of you. And when it becomes a part of you, it becomes easier to do. Because it's like I said, you wake up, no matter you are hungry, tired, drunk, or whatever, you wake up and you find time for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Why not find time for yourself?
Correct.
That's roughly it.
Fair enough. Any final thoughts? Anything else you'd want to share about your journey? Anybody else you'd want to thank who's kind of been instrumental along the way?
Shout out to Just Run. Shout out to John RG Nation. Shout out to Bethel Church, Alicia May. And shout out to Quinn. That's one of my top inspiration there too. So they are what you see, the byproduct of what you see there. They're all, let's see. This body and fitness is made by them, powered by me.
So I want to thank you both so much for joining us for this episode of Vital Voices. But I think it truly is an amazing story, and I'm happy that we had an opportunity to kind of sit down and talk through it. And I hope for our listeners, you know, it gives you encouragement to see how you know, no matter how big of a challenge you think it might be, if you start with simple, even just baby steps, like you said, getting a little bit of activity, changes to your diet, small things, and build on it. Because as you build and you have these little wins, those wins tend to gradually grow into bigger and bigger wins, and you start to see, you know, monumental change like what you've seen. So thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedule.
We are excited at Vital Voices to announce that with a partnership with Janergy Nation, we will be giving away 1 month free membership to Janergy Nation. So for anyone who likes and follows us on Facebook during the month of January, you'll be automatically entered into a raffle to win a month free gym membership with Jan and Janergy Nation. So we invite you to like and follow us on Facebook. We'll announce the winner during our February 1st show. And I wish you all luck. And I wish you all luck for whoever wins as well. So thank you. And we look forward to giving away this awesome prize at the end of the month. Angelo's incredible transformation reminds us all that change is possible when determination meets action. His story is a testament to the power of setting goals, staying consistent, and finding the right support system. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Vital Voices. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the second part of this inspiring story, where we'll dive deeper into fitness and goal setting with the trainer who helped Angelo achieve his success. Until next time, stay inspired and take that first step toward your own transformation.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI, top of the hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram movement continues. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Pay your premiums anytime, anywhere, 24/7 with Galena's online payment portal. View payment history, set up recurring payments, download receipts for your life, health, auto, home, and marine policies. Got outstanding balances? Check them online and pay instantly. Guests can even pay for their loved ones' policies. Save time today by registering for fast, easy payments every time you log in. Visit Galena.com to pay today. Galena, always here, always open, 24/7.
Life is full of highs and lows. Your first set of keys to a new home, that frantic moment when you're locked out on a busy day, or the sinking feeling of a car key broken in the ignition. But in every one of those moments, Crown Locksmith Services is here for you. With commitment, dedication, and trust you can count on, we'll get you back on track. Built on turning a passion for helping people into a business you can rely on, Crown Locksmith Services is your trusted partner for life's unpredictable moments. Call Crown Locksmith Services today at 421-7800, where your security is our priority. Crown Locksmith, reliable, trustworthy, here for you.
Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your health needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 816-4-OPP, that's 816-4677, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus. Are you down with OPP? Valor Security. Our brand is honor. With quality services and professional treatment, we provide security you can trust. Whether it's protecting your home, securing your business, or safeguarding schools and construction sites, we're here day and night to keep you safe. From private event security to personalized escorts and expert consultations, our team is committed to excellence. Choose Valor Security, where honor, professionalism, and peace of mind go hand in hand. Call us today at 359-2005 or 605-7424 for security solutions tailored to your needs. Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete.
Are you ready to transform your body and mindset? At Janergy Nation, we believe in you. Our group-based training is tough, but our support is tougher. No shortcuts, no excuses, just hard work and real results. Join a community that pushes you to be better, stronger, and unstoppable. It's time to rise, it's time to grind. Welcome to Janergy Nation, where your potential becomes reality. Call us at 802-1800 to start your journey today.